USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Arguably, the most important week for America's economy will depend on how our debt ceiling negotiations go. President Biden over the weekend.
MAGA Republicans in the House, who know the damage that it would do to the economy, and because I am president and president's responsible for everything, Biden would take the blame, and that's the one way to make sure Biden's not reelected.
In a perfect world, if negotiations were settled this week, it may be too late to beat the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's deadline. Republican Representative James Comer on Fox News this morning.
The Republicans in the House passed a bill in a timely manner, and the Senate Democrats and the president did nothing. They waited and waited and waited, and now we're past the deadline that we really needed to have presented a bill in a timely manner.
The man accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death is due in court today.
A grand jury indicted Brian Koberger in the brutal murders of Maddie Mogan, Kaylee Gonsalves, Zena Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin at their college house last November. According to court documents, the 28-year-old Washington State University graduate student's DNA was found on a knife sheath at the crime scene. Koberger remains jailed while maintaining his innocence, and he will be arraigned in court today. I'm Skip Kelly.
China's government told operators of critical information infrastructure to stop buying Micron technology products yesterday and claimed the U.S. chip maker threatened China's national security. The statement did not detail any specific risks. A U.S. Commerce Department spokesperson said it firmly opposes the restrictions on Micron. You might remember back in December, the Biden administration added the memory chip maker YMTC and other Chinese firms to a trade blacklist. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
A SpaceX rocket successfully launched from Florida's Kennedy Space Center.
This time, the rocket had a live crew on board.
2, 1, engines full power, and liftoff, Falcon 9.
Four passengers, including three paying passengers on a Falcon 9 rocket, are headed to the International Space Station. The AX2 mission will make history as a stem cell researcher becomes the first woman from Saudi Arabia to travel to space. It also marks just the second all-private mission to the orbiting outpost. I'm Dave Collins.
Smoke from Canada's wildfires has floated south across the border and prompted air quality alerts across multiple U.S. states over the weekend. States including Colorado, Utah, Montana, and Idaho issued air quality alerts and advisory due to roughly 83 wildfires that are burning as of last night. Musicians and entrepreneurs Jay-Z and Beyoncé are in the record books, but not where you might think.
It's not a chart topper or a video's page views. The musical power couple is buying a home for $200 million in Malibu, California. It's the most expensive home sale in the state's history, and it's the number two all-time priciest home in the U.S. The pair actually got the mansion at a bargain, nearly $100 million under the original listed price, according to TMZ. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.